Welcome to all the bold, courageous, and powerful women tuning in to Find Your Fabulous. I'm your host, Dr. Diane, and it's time to ignite your full power. Are you ready to embrace your talents and worth and unleash the wise goddess within? I've got the information, inspiration, and revelation you need to ignite your personal power so you can stop playing small and reclaim the passion and purpose that we all hold within us. Connect with other powerful spiritual women who yearn to be fully expressed. The world needs you, full power. Let me guide you to find your fabulous and ignite your inner goddess. It all starts now on the Find Your Fabulous show. Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Diane Garrison, and you are listening to Find Your Fabulous. It's time to ignite your full power on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next 30 minutes and let us help you experience the pathway to finding your fabulous. Every first and third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Central, or 11 a.m. Eastern Time, where we will have information, inspiration, and revelation to help you ignite your personal power and reclaim the passion and purpose we all hold within us. In this episode, I'm going to take you on a fabulous journey of self-kindness practices just in time to overcome the holiday burnout and exhaustion many women feel. As we take on even more holiday tasks and responsibilities when our plates are already full. This is your holiday survival guide. This is your self-love boot camp. I'm going to help you look at the holidays in a new way and then give you some simple self-care practices to help you stay grounded, calm, and clear. You know, the holidays are a prime time for women to burn out and get exhausted. I bet you have experienced this. I know I have, time and time again. We already have so many tasks and responsibilities on our plates at work and at home. And then we add in the shopping, the wrapping, the decorations, the Christmas cards. We all love getting them, but not nearly so much fun preparing them. Then there's the making of the Christmas cookies and candies as we watch our waists expand, plus all the social gatherings, some of which you'd rather skip, like who really wants to see their boss get drunk? And many men get away with putting up a few lights outside and doing their shopping on Christmas Eve. How did things get so imbalanced? First off, as women, we are super caretakers. 5,000 years of patriarchal programming has brainwashed us all to believe that it is our job to make sure everyone else's needs are met, even if that means neglecting our own, which, quite frankly, is a rampant problem for women, this habit of self-neglect. During the holidays, the programming gets amped up even more. Not only are we to make sure everyone else is well taken care of, we are to be the keepers and creators of the holiday magic. All these rituals and transitions, whether they make sense or not, or whether you even enjoy doing them, are passed down from mother to daughter, like commandments written in stone. Thou shalt make dozens of wildly fancy sugary treats, even if you don't want to eat them. Thou shalt put up all the elaborate decorations, which then you have to undecorate after New Year's. Thou wilt take hours preparing elaborate feasts for the loved ones, and then face the exhausting cleanup afterwards. And thou wilt buy meaningful gifts for loved ones who already have too many material possessions. And be a smiling, cheerful Christmas elf, or the Hanukkah equivalent, the whole time. It's just so exhausting. Now, I love the holiday lights and decorations and musics, although not really in October. But I don't love all the million details required to create the festiveness in my own house. How about you? And as the rest of our duties do not go away during the holidays, this extra pile of festive tasks is a sure formula for burnout, exhaustion, anxiety, and plain old grinchy grumpiness. Some folks even get a wicked case of the holiday blues, or a new burst of grief if they have lost a loved one in the last year or two. It can be a very unmerry time. And when it is all over, rather than basking in the joyful afterglow of a holiday well spent, many women end up thinking, thank God that is over for another year. Can you relate to any of this? But what if it could be different? What if we could, with a few simple practices, create inner peace and calm and mindful decision-making versus the intense pressure of completing the holiday to-do list, the I musts and everyone expects? We can begin an adventure of self-kindness, even during the holidays, or especially during the holidays, which are supposed to be about love and light coming into the world after all. I'm going to teach you some practices here, and I want to invite you to a special free mini course I offer each December, the Gifts of Self-Love Project. 4 short videos over 4 weeks, 1 video a week, teaching a simple self-care practice you can use all week to help produce some peace and calm and a reminder that you count, even during the holidays. And this loving practice will take about 5 minutes or less a day, about the time it takes you to wash your face and brush your teeth. You can sign up on the homepage of my website, which is www.fullpowerwomen.com. You're listening to Dr. Diane and Find Your Fabulous show. So let's get to some juice. The first step in creating a new holiday experience is a commitment to self-awareness and self-care. You need to deeply hold in your heart the belief, I count, I matter, I deserve to enjoy my holidays. You also need to make a commitment to being kind and gentle to yourself. What a concept. As the Buddha said, you, above all others in the universe, deserve your own love and compassion. And I truly believe that. In fact, I want you to write this statement down and say it like a mantra multiple times daily. We have a lot of years of old programming and old ways of doing things to transform. I count. I matter. I deserve to enjoy the holidays. This time you say it with me. I count. I matter. I deserve to enjoy my holidays. And here is another affirmation to say if you start feeling overwhelmed or anxious. I can only do what I can do, and what I am doing is good enough. Say it with me. I can only do what I can do, and what I'm doing is good enough. Can you feel the energy of those statements already? And don't worry. I will have a worksheet attached to the podcast description with these affirmations and the other practices all spelled out. I want to give you another powerful skill before we head into a break. It's really quite simple, and it's always available. Anytime you notice you are feeling tense, anxious, or triggered, stop, pause, and take 3 deep breaths. Breathe in slowly through your nose, filling your whole belly. And then exhale even more slowly as you blowing it out as if through a straw. Here, let's do it together 3 times. Breathing in. Blow out through a straw. Breathing in. Blow out through a straw. Breathing in and out. How do you feel? So simple and always accessible and easy to use. But it requires you to notice that you're feeling tense, anxious, or triggered, and to take that powerful pause versus the old habit of ignoring the tension and pushing through whatever you're doing. Three deep breaths are powerful enough most times to switch you from an activated state to neutral again, if not all the way to peace and calm. Powerful, right? And you can even be proactive and set a timer on your phone or smartwatch that goes off once an hour to remind you to take three deep breaths. Just a minute of your time to create some inner peace. And many smartwatches and even Fitbits already have these reminders. You just need to make sure they're turned on and that you pay attention to them, because I count, I matter, and I deserve to enjoy my holidays. That pushing energy, that tension, it doesn't work to ignore it. Believe me, I tried it for many years. You can find out all about me and my empowerment coaching at my website at www.fullpowerwoman.com, and you can sign up for the Gifts of Self-Love free mini course on my homepage. Just look for the image of the package of the gift. Four short videos over 4 weeks, giving you a little goodness to practice during the hustle and bustle. And I am Dr. Diane, and you are listening to the Find Your Fabulous Show. We are going to take a short break, and when we come back, I will guide you to some more easy to use self-care practices. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hello, we're back on the Find Your Fabulous Show with Dr. Diane, and we're talking about how to survive the holidays without becoming a burnt out hot mess. Okay, so far we have our two mantras. I count, I matter. I deserve to enjoy my holidays. And I can only do what I can do, and what I am doing is good enough. We have talked about self-awareness, becoming tuned into your emotional state and stress level, rather than ignoring the tension and getting annoyed and pushing through whatever you are doing anyway. Pausing and practicing self-soothing by taking three deep breaths. Three breaths are powerful enough most times to switch you from an activated state to neutral again, if not all the way into a state of peace and calm. And that is so powerful. Now, I want to take you through a bit longer meditation process called loving kindness from the Buddhist tradition. You can do it any time of day, but it can be especially powerful as a way to begin and end your day, like bookends, for just a few minutes each. I'm going to take you through this practice now. So if you're not in a quiet place where it is safe to close your eyes, pause the video or podcast and take note of the timing so you can return to the meditation when you have the time and space to really practice it. But it certainly won't hurt to listen to this practice now. So this is a meditation where I will get you grounded and centered, then practice four simple loving statements. I will say them out loud, then you say them in your head, or you can say them out loud too. We will also use a hand gesture, placing both our hands over the center of our chest to give ourselves a heart hug. Try that now. Put your hands over your chest. Now, doesn't that feel nice? We will do the statements for several rounds. When practicing on your own, try to do it for 3 or 4 rounds at least. It will only take you about 3 minutes. All right, so first, get yourself in a comfortable, supported sitting position. Emily, cue the music, please. Now, close your eyes and bring your attention and focus gently, yet deliberately inward. Place your hands crossed on the center of your chest. Feel your feet connecting to the floor, your feet on the chair, your back against the backrest, and your hands warming your chest. Now focus on your breath, breathing in deeply all the way down into your hip space and exhaling fully. Breathing in and letting go. Breathing in and letting go. Breathing in and letting it go. Now let your breath find its own natural pace as you repeat after me. May I feel safe. May I feel peaceful. May I be kind to myself. May I accept myself as I am. May I feel safe. May I feel peaceful. May I be kind to myself. May I accept myself as I am. May I feel safe. May I feel peaceful. May I be kind to myself. May I accept myself as I am. May I feel safe. May I feel peaceful. May I be kind to myself. May I accept myself as I am. I take a deep breath in and let it go. Notice the energy, any shifts, any softness you've created. And let's take two more deep breaths in and out. In. And out. And now open your eyes. Emily, please stop the music. Now, I hope you enjoyed that. So simple, so easy. You know, it's you can do this on your own wherever you want, again and again and again. Now, I want to give you a heads up about something I call backdraft. When we have a long-standing habit of self-criticism, and most of us do, that voice, that critical voice, that inner mean girl may try to resist your attempts at being kind and gentle to yourself and say some nasty stuff like, stop messing around, you're wasting time, you have too much shit to do. Now, this is common as you first begin this practice of self-kindness. Don't give in to that voice and don't think you are doing anything wrong. Just remind this inner voice, I hear you, but your advice is really not helping right now. I'm choosing peace and calm. You can have your inner wise woman talk to this gnarly inner child who, after all, just loves to get your attention. That's right. You can kindly talk boundaries with your own inner bully. And we'll take a deep dive into this on my next podcast on December 18th. And remember, I'm inviting all my listeners to take advantage of my free mini course, The Gifts of Self-Love Project. You can sign up for it on my website at www.fullpowerwomen.com. Just look for that picture of the gift box. Okay, next practice. We have all heard the word mindfulness. It's rather a cultural buzzword right now. Mindful parenting, mindful management. But the practice of mindfulness, of letting yourself be truly present to whatever you are doing, is calming. It increases your happiness and self-awareness and makes you more grateful for the little things in your life. You can use any repetitive, mindless tasks to practice mindfulness, like washing dishes or folding laundry or even wrapping gifts. Just let yourself be fully immersed in the experience versus getting lost in your thoughts of what else I need to do. So if you're washing dishes, you feel the warm water, the slipperiness of the soap, the sound of the clinking of the dishes, the smell of the dish soap. Just let yourself get immersed, even if you can keep this mindful focus for only a moment or two before you slip into old thinking patterns. You can practice mindfulness while driving, while waiting to be called for an appointment, while sitting in a meeting, just being really present, and while being fully present in a conversation with a loved one. And the more mindfulness you practice, the easier it will become and the easier it will be to calm yourself whenever you're upset. Because as you practice this mindfulness, you will be growing your wisdom brain. Sweet, right? Okay, one last practice and then we'll head into a review. Let yourself be playful, creative, and do whatever brings you joy. Who enjoys the holidays the most? Kids, right? Because they look at everything with eyes of wonder and delight. So let yourself have fun, moments of wonder, joy, and delight. Let yourself be like a child. Do the activities you love and skip the ones you dread. I like watching Polar Express. It brings out the kid in me. Elf, it makes me laugh. And White Christmas, it's sentimental. I love to turn off the lights, maybe put on soft holiday music, and just stare at my beautiful Christmas tree. And if a fire's going and I have a cup of eggnog, pure heaven. What brings you joy? What do you love doing? Maybe it's driving around and catching the Christmas lights. Maybe it's going to a holiday concert or a play. Maybe it's ice skating or even good old-fashioned caroling. Or maybe it's flying off to somewhere tropical and forgetting the whole darn thing. No rules. Just let you be you. Okay, let's review. Women are super caretakers. We have been programmed by patriarchy for 5,000 years. During the holidays, our already full plates are mounded with extra holiday tasks to create the holiday magic for our loved ones. This can lead to both self-neglect and burnout and overwhelm. But a few simple practices can keep you more grounded in self-kindness and inner calm. First, we make a commitment to take good care of ourselves. Next, we have our mantras. I count, I matter, I deserve to enjoy my holidays, and I can only do what I can do, and what I'm doing is good enough. We have deep breathing, 3 deep breaths or more, anytime we notice the inner tension, or even at the top of the hour for more practice. Loving kindness meditation in the morning and night for just a few moments. And mindfulness, giving yourself the gift of presence to our activities and our conversations versus always making lists or checking off the to-do list. Now, I cannot promise that this will take away all your holiday stress. After all, Aunt Lulu will always be Aunt Lulu. But I can promise that it will bring more peace and inner calm. And maybe you get to take your self-care more seriously. And remember, I'm inviting all my listeners to take advantage of my free mini course, the Gifts of Self-Love Project. Just go to my website, www.fullpowerwomen.com, and look for the picture of a gift box. I will keep the program running through the end of January so anyone can have a taste. Got questions for me? Email me at drdiane@fullpowerwomen.com. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Find Your Fabulous with Dr. Diane. I had a wonderful time. Please join me every first and third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific time, 10 a.m. Central time, and 11 a.m. Eastern time. Next time on the Find Your Fabulous show on December 18th, I will be interviewing women's leadership expert, master coach, keynote speaker, and best-selling author, and one of my personal mentors, Amy Ehlers. And we will be talking about taming your inner mean girl. So have a great day, and I will see you back here next time. Ho, ho, ho. I'm your host, Dr. Diane, and you have been listening to Find Your Fabulous. It's time to ignite your full power. Tune in every first and third Monday of the month at 8 a.m. Pacific time on Transformation Talk Radio for information, inspiration, and revelation to ignite your personal power. Connect with other bold, courageous, and powerful women who are ready to stop playing small and reclaim the passion and purpose that we all hold within us. The world needs you, full power. To find your fabulous and ignite your inner goddess, visit fullpowerwomen.com.